Oscar Bergen, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Dale Evans, The Sportsman, our guest, one of Hollywood's newest stars, Miss Teresa Wright of Mrs. Miniver and Pride of the Yankees fame, Bill Thompson of the Air Lane, and that young man of Oscar country who has just returned from a visit to Washington by the request of Washington, Charlie McCarthy.
Everybody,
how are
you, Mr. Twist?
Oh, Charlie. Well, did you have a good time seeing Washington and visiting the White House?
Oh, yes, quite so. It was dang having lunch at the President's residence.
Oh, it was. Well, say, Edgar, how did Charlie behave at the Capitol?
Well, no better than usual, buddy.
Well, at least I got in the White House as Charlie McCarthy.
What do you mean by that?
I know. I didn't have to put on stiff breeches and palm myself off as a Swedish ambassador.
All right.
That's what you did.
I didn't say I was the Swedish ambassador.
No. What about those silk knickerbockers?
Well, I...
Huh?
I believe they were correct.
You do?
Yes.
Not with your jumping five legs.
Oh. What's the matter with my legs?
What's the matter?
Yes.
They look like pipe cleaners.
Now, John.
And another thing, I wouldn't be interested in another thing, young man.
I'm sure everyone would rather listen to Brazil with Ray Noble's orchestra and The Sportsman.
I think I like Brazil.
Well, of course, it is the land of beautiful music.
Yes, it is. And don't forget Jason Sander and Carmen Miranda. While I was away, did any information come in about my birth certificate?
No, not that I know of, Charles.
Oh.
Why, you're still looking for it?
Well, I want to know who I am, don't I?
Do you?
Or do I, yeah. I guess I do, gee whiz. Even a dog has a birth certificate, you know.
Yes, I know, but that really isn't important unless you plan to enter a dog show, you know what I mean?
Mr. Noble, how can you say things like that? Here I am, just an orphan. Adrift on the sea of life. I don't know whether I'll flotsam or jetsam.
Oh, stop it, Charlie. Stop feeling so sorry for yourself.
Bergen?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're not holding out any information on me?
Oh, I'm positive. You know, I've told you time and again, all that I know about you is that you were left on my doorstep.
Left on your doorstep, yeah. So is milk. But at least you know who delivers it, though.
I mean, have you tried finding your parents by offering a reward?
Why should I offer a reward?
Well, they ought to get some compensation for taking you back.
You know what I think I'll do? By golly, there's an idea. I think I'm going to call up a few McCarthy's in the phone book. I'll see if they know something about these
puffs. Yeah, that's an idea. Yeah, quite an idea.
Mm-hmm. But how do I even know my name is McCarthy?
Well, I know that.
Yeah?
Yes, because your name was pinned to your blanket when I found you.
Oh, it was. Well, at least we have that much. Well, I'll look in the phone book. Now, where is that phone book? Always taking a phone book and never putting it back.
Oh, yes, it's your good job.
Where?
Right in this place.
Oh, this place. Oh, I didn't look there. Now, let's see. McCarthy. How do you spell? Oh, I know how to spell that. It is McCarthy. 8 pages of McCarthy. Where's common as dirt, I know McCarthy. No, I don't think I can. I don't know.
Oh, no.
Oh, here's one. McCarthy's butcher shop.
Well.
Oh, I couldn't be that lucky, no. Here's a good one. Max McCarthy. Kosher restaurant. We Irish get in on everything, don't we?
I say, Charlie, I have an idea. Why don't you try long distance?
What for?
Well, perhaps you'd find a distant relative.
No. Mr. Noble, this is not a time for jokes. Even if you had one, which you didn't.
I thought it was good.
Yeah, you'll do it. I know. Look at this one. C.S. McCarthy. Think I'll try that one. Operator, give me Mohawk 47700. Hello? Mohawk 47700? Hello, Bo. I mean, hello, Chief.
What did you say?
And what number is it?
You want to know. You called it.
Yeah. Well, who am I talking to?
Yourself. I'm hanging up.
Yeah, now, wait a minute. This is urgent.
Urgent? Oh, what can I do for you, Mr. Urgent?
I'm calling in reference to a certain Charles McCarthy.
Is he in again? Hold him. I'll come right down and bail him out.
Have you noticed that wrong numbers are never busy? Oh, I don't know what to do. There must be some way to locate my parents.
Well, darling, if you're really serious, I'm going to help you.
Thank you.
I feel that it's my duty.
Oh, thank you, Bertie.
Even though I know it may mean that I'll lose you.
Oh, but Bertie, I wouldn't leave you. But I found a better home.
Wouldn't take much. Well, Charlie, I can't help but wonder how I'll get on without you.
Well, you'll just have to learn to live on less, that's all.
Oh, I imagine I'll continue in the theater. I don't see why I shouldn't.
Oh, sure. You can always bill yourself as Edgar Bergen, formerly with your renowned Charlie McCarthy.
Yes, I suppose so. But I'd rather hope that you'd be a comfort to me in my old age.
Well, haven't I been?
Yeah, well. Well, Charlie, there's only one thing that really matters. And I want that is that I want you to be happy.
I want you to be happy too, Bertie.
Why, you've been like a son to me.
You've been like a father to me.
I wouldn't let anyone harm a hair on your head.
I wouldn't let anyone... Well, that's not me.
Discovered by the RAF, and now one of the phenomena of the war are the gremlins. Bug-eyed, green-horned gremlins are air-minded cousins to gnomes, goblins, pixies. Gremlins perforate leak-proof gas tanks. Gremlins poke fingers into gun barrels, deflecting bullets. Gremlins hide wings of high-flying planes. Foremost in the field of gremlin research is a gentleman who is with us today. To the world, he is known as the old-timer and Mr. Wimple of the Fibber McGee and Folly Show. In the halls of science, he is known as Professor Bill Thompson. FBMCGATIW. Professor Thompson.
Professor, what do all those letters after your name stand for?
Well, Edgar, FBMCG means Society for the Prevention of Misinformation Concerning Gremlins.
Mm-hmm. I should have known that.
Yes.
And what does the ATIW stand for?
Also taking water.
Thank you. And now, Bill, just what is a gremlin?
Well, it's a Fivenella's husband, and a Fivenella's a Flippity Gibbet's mother, and a Flippity Gibbet is a little gremlin. Now, do you understand what a gremlin is?
Why, yes.
Please explain it to me, will you?
Just as I thought.
Oh, now look, Edgar. Do you know who puts the lumps in mashed potatoes?
No.
Sand and spinach?
Well,
and the itch in long winter underwear? You know who hides Grandpa's false teeth and holds back my stomach when I go up in an elevator?
Don't look at me.
Why, gremlins, of course.
How did you ever become interested in these gremlins, Bill?
Well, my first experience with little fellows occurred while I was flying a helicopter over Plagiaria.
Plagiaria?
Yes, very interesting country, Some of the facts about Plagiaria can't be told because enemy ears may be listening. But the Minister of Finance, Carhead Funnel Flask, in a recent address said, quote, Krasnov Nihalo, not just money, hati, hom, ta, hum, ha, 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 ha.
That's
the last punctuation, of course. All of which, you see, has a great similarity to the Gaelic and means approximately the same thing in that language.
Yeah. But what about the gremlins?
Oh, the gremlins.
You remember them.
Of course, the gremlins. Well, I first encountered them on Plagiaria's national holiday, which is called Beavermouth Tuesday, and occurs immediately three Thursdays before St. Squiddle's Day. As I recall, the band was playing the national anthem, which is very oriental because Plagiaria was once part of the Byzantium Empire.
You mean empire?
No, I mean umpire. The country had two strikes on it from the beginning. Would you care to hear the anthem? Just a smidgen, of course.
Well, of course, just a smidgen.
All right.
How does it go?
It doesn't go. You have to push it. I'll give you part of it. I'll give you the words, too. The lyric is very lovely.
Yes.
Men kuste farno mir da te bundisi taraham te bundisi.
Well, that's very pretty, isn't it?
Yes. Well, you'll notice the bass horn is very predominant.
Yes, yes, yes. I had trouble avoiding it.
Yes, yes. What's that? Why, Edgar, it's a gremlin coming in the window. Why, that's fantastic. No, that's Harvey. He's a good friend of mine. Come on over, Harvey. Have a seat on my shoulder, Harv.
What do you think?
Well, he's a Stratosphere gremlin, but I can translate. He said, okay. Harvey, this is Edgar Bergen.
What do you say now?
He said it could happen to anybody. Well, he says that he has to go now. Harvey is due back at the shipyard.
Oh, I hope he doesn't do any damage.
Oh, no, he's a good gremlin. Aren't you, Harvey?
And what sort of work do you do at the shipyard, Harvey? What did he say?
Well, he says he's an old what you said it.
Old what you said it? What's that?
Well, he says when one workman drops a hot rivet down another worker's back,
yeah,
his job is to stand there and say, oh, what you said.
Beautiful, beautiful Texas, where the beautiful blues on it grow. I've got a touch of Texas in my talk. We've got a touch of Texas in my walk. Oh, give me a sarsaparilla and a Dayton Amarilla.
Take us back to New York.
You've got a touch of Texas, I declare. I'd know a touch of Texas anywhere. Well, go on back to Times Square, but you've seen only part of.
We see every part of what we're deep in the heart of.
You've got a touch of Texas in your talk. Got a touch of Texas in your walk.
Oh, the place may be a cruel, but for miles it's up to you.
Well, go on back to New York. I got a touch of Texas on the face. Can't get another Texas on the face. Why, I could write a sonnet just about the blue bonnet.
Get us out of this place.
Oh, boy, you've been awfully torn off.
We see every bonnet up and deep in the hollow. Got a touch of Texas.
How did you go to the San Antonio Alamo?
I wrote a bronze down in Dallas.
And I hope you got a talent. Yip, yip. Go on back.
It's a fact.
Go on back to New York.
Well, Charlie, you know we have a very special guest this evening.
Yeah?
Yes. Who? Oh, well, someone you like very much.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Well, do you remember why you saw the pride of the Yankees 4 times?
You mean, Teresa?
Yeah.
Why, she's the pride of the McCarthy.
Yes? Yeah. Well, here she is, Charlie.
Hello, Scully.
Won't you come over, Miss Wright, and have a seat?
Oh, you're most welcome customer, Miss Wright.
Customer?
Yes. The customer is always right. Oh, you're so lovely. Oh, you're so lovely. You're so radiator.
You
mean radiator?
Yes, radiator is something that warms you.
Yes, I know what I'm talking about. I mean radiant, that's what I mean.
Well, Charlie, I hope you'll forgive Charlie.
Oh, that's all right, Edgar. I was so touched when I heard about Charlie looking for his parents.
Uh-huh.
You poor boy.
Uh-oh. Miss Wright, do you think you could help me find my kith or kin?
Kith or kin?
Mm-hmm.
How could I help?
Well, you could supply the kith.
I suppose it would be nice if you could find your mother.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder what she's like.
I hope she's like you.
Would you like to have me as a mother?
No, mother. Oh, John, I feel funny calling you Mom.
Charlie, oh, Charlie.
Oh, gee, Mother. I had the funniest dream. I dreamt I was awake. When I woke up, sure enough, I was right.
Is that
right? Well, come on, it's time to get up.
Yes. Yeah. Mind, you look pretty today. Is that a new dress, Mother?
Oh, no, it's just an old thing I bought last Wednesday.
Oh. Marvelous how it's hung together, isn't it?
Now, never mind the compliments. You'll have to help me clean the house anyway.
Oh, gee, Ma, well, I'm tired.
Now, hurry up. The probation officer's coming to visit us today.
Oh, so he's back again, isn't
he? Yes, where's your brother Curly?
Oh, Curly?
Well, gee whiz, Ma. Can't you see him right here, Ma?
Curly Bergen, huh?
Curly, I don't know what I'm going to do with you. Just look at that button off your shirt.
Well, gee whiz, Ma. I never took up the mess of time.
Have you got a date, kid?
Well, sure, I got a taste of it, but what's he hold up a pain?
Oh, dear, there's just Mr. Dale crying again. What's the matter now, Dale? Somebody's been using my comb.
Well, it wasn't me.
How it wasn't. Boy, you heat up.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't talk that way if you knew about me when I'm going to get me famous.
Huh?
Yeah, I'll be a success.
You a success?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to go up. I'm going to be a ventriloquist.
Ventriloquist. Yeah. You're not the type. Where do you get an assistant?
That's all. I'll get one. I'll find a good assistant.
Well, you know, good ventriloquist assistants don't grow on trees. I wish I hadn't said that.
Say, Mother, when is Daddy coming home?
Yeah, say, where's Pappy anyway? Dear old flat-having Pappy.
I don't know, children, but it's high time he was coming home again.
You mean it's time he was coming home high again, eh?
Oh, Mother! Mother!
What is it, Dale, dear?
Father is at the door.
Tell him we don't want any.
Ophelia!
Horatio!
Father!
At long last, Horatio K. Boomer returns to his crude little brood.
What is it? I sent you out 6 years ago for a pound of butter.
Ah, yes, my darling. How's it been?
Fine.
Is that all you have to say to me?
No. Where's that pound of butter?
Oh, yes, the butter. Now, let's see. Where did I put that butter? It was here a minute ago. Butter. Here's a postcard from my cousin, twice removed. Once by the sheriff and once by the FBI. This racing form sent to me by the Bookie of the Month Club. Here's an interesting little thing. Pair of handcuffs with the detective's hands still in them. Gotta get away in a hurry that night. Except for short beer. Oh, well, imagine that. No butter.
Horatio, I hope you'll watch your conduct when Lord Birmingham gets here.
Who's Lord Birmingham?
Our daughter thinks she's going to marry him.
That's what he gets for hanging around our house.
Oh, is that so? Lord Birmingham is a rich millionaire, I'll have you know.
Yeah, they think he's filthy with money.
Filthy with money. Well, let's give him a good clean.
Dale, old darling.
Oh, Lord Raymond Hugh Birmingham. Honey.
Horatio, this is Lord Birmingham. He comes from a very old family. The son preceded and born foggy.
Oh, so that's where it is, huh? Well, then there's no use hopping in the chair, is there?
Dear old Born Foggy, is that anywhere near grating on the nerves?
Well, as a matter of fact, old boy, it's about a stone's throw from scribbling on the margin. You must drop in and throw a stone or something sometime, you know?
Horatio, Lord Birmingham is madly in love with our daughter, we hope. Aren't you, Lord Birmingham?
Oh, yes. Well, matter of fact, I've come here to ask for a hand, you know.
Yeah, well, you take all of her or nothing.
By the way, Mr. Boomer, you won't feel you're losing a daughter or something.
No, we look at it more as gaining meal tickets. Yeah.
Lord Birmingham, what business are you in?
Oh, business, huh? Well, for a while I did a little,
Yeah.
And then, that didn't last very long anyway, and then I...
Yeah, well, that must be interesting work,
Hey, Bertie,
let's see you do something wealthy.
Wealthy?
Yeah, like writing a check.
I'm afraid I don't quite get it, old boy.
What we mean is, crudely, how you fixed the money.
Oh, I see. Candidly, old chap, not too well. I can use half a crown to choose it.
What do you mean?
Well, for the first time in my life, I find myself broke again.
He hasn't any money, Charles. Let's ask him to leave.
Ask him? Let's throw him out. Let's get his shoes first.
That's right. Out the door, brother.
I didn't know we had a door there. Well, Charlie, there you are. Just one big happy family.
Yeah, you mean one big happy family.
Well, there's family life for you. You still think you'd like it?
I don't know. Maybe being an orphan isn't so bad after all.
That's right. It just happens that that joke just reached Chicago dead. Better tell another one, Vincent, but not quite so funny this time. I don't want to split and explain.
Do you think Duffy knows the one about the woman who says, I just bought a dog, and the man says, Sit? And the woman says, Nobody drools a little.
Hello? Okay, Duffy. Well, Vince, so much for Jeff. What else can you do?
Well, I can sing a bit.
You can sing, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, take a try on it.
Yeah, very well. Stand back now. You made me what I am today. I hope you're satisfied. You drag me down until the hope within me died.
Right?
What do you mean?
It's the first time in history that an entire club has...